Good morning. A beautiful start to the day across interior New York and New England. High pressure bringing us a crystal clear night and actually quite cool temperatures for this time of year, as many places have gone back into the 40s, even some 30s across the higher terrain. And in the high peaks of the Adirondacks, we're even getting reports of temperatures at or even a couple of degrees below freezing this morning. A quick turnaround, though, with that sun, the highest in the sky it gets here as we're on the verge of summer. It begins tomorrow morning at 1:04 a.m. officially. We'll see readings shoot back through the 50s and 60s and on up into the 70s and even some lower 80s by mid to late afternoon. High pressure hangs on tonight, keeping skies clear early, a few clouds flying through late tonight, and temperatures not nearly as cool because of those clouds back into the 50s. Tomorrow will be another nice day as that high slides off the eastern seaboard. We'll get a return southwesterly flow, so a bit more humidity in the area and a few more clouds, but still plenty enough sun to get us into the lower 80s. More summer-like warmth with increasing humidity over the weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday will feature highs in the middle to upper 80s with that higher level of humidity, making it feel a bit sticky. And this could lead to an isolated, spotty thunderstorm for the afternoon hours on both days. A weak front will head our way from the north and be the focus for a couple of those thunderstorms, but by and large, it'll be dry through the weekend, with the headline being the warmer and increasingly more humid air. This type of pattern will continue into the early part of next week, with just scattered to isolated thunderstorms and highs in the middle to upper 80s for the period Monday through Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the northern and central plains and upper Mississippi Valley. In this region, very large hail and damaging winds and even a few isolated tornadoes are possible today. Meanwhile, tropical storm warnings are out for the state of Veracruz along the Gulf Coast of Mexico, as Tropical Storm Barry is making landfall. Barry is located about 30 miles north of Veracruz, Mexico, and moving toward the west near 5 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue today and tonight. On the forecast track, the center will cross the coast just northwest of the city of Veracruz shortly and move inland over southern Mexico later today and tonight. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Weakening will begin after the center moves inland, and Barry is expected to dissipate over southern Mexico on Friday, although continue to produce torrential rains. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Portland, Oregon at 6:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail is at Buchel, Germany at 4:31 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility, partly cloudy skies, and 37 degrees with a southwest wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 45, 89% relative humidity, a light east wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.24 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Borrejo, Death Valley, and Ocotillo Wells, all in California, to a low of 27 degrees at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 61, that's 7 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 5.40 inches for the month, which is 2.95 inches above normal, and 20.14 inches for the year, which is 2.91 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 58. The record high 97 set in 1953, and the record low 43 in 1918. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and comfortably mild today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the 40s, some lower 50s in the Champlain Valley. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny, comfortably mild today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warmer, still comfortable humidity, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, more humidity in the air, and just an isolated passing shower or thunderstorm, highs in the middle to upper 80s. Partly sunny, humid on Monday and Tuesday, isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, middle to upper 80s, and still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Wednesday with high temperatures in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.